in South America, a massive power grid serves Argentina and neighboring Uruguay as well as parts of Paraguay. Tens of millions of people rely on that grid until Sunday morning when they could not. The grid crashed. Much of three countries went dark. NPR's Philip Reeves has been covering this story from Rio de Janeiro. Hey there, Philip.
Hi.
How did this unfold?
Well, it started, Steve, at around 7 in the morning. People woke up for, what they hoped would be a nice, peaceful Sunday to discover that the power was out across almost all of Argentina, which is the second largest country in this region, and also in parts of neighboring Uruguay and Paraguay, which get electricity, as you mentioned, from the Argentine grid. Now, look, the impact would have been a lot worse on a working day, but big power cuts are always very serious matters. So the trains stopped running, water supplies were disrupted, gas stations couldn't pump gas, so there were long lines at those stations that could. Phones and the internet were disrupted. It happened on a day in Argentina, in parts of Argentina, where there were gubernatorial elections. These actually still went ahead, but people had to use their cell phones to give themselves enough light to vote by. And it also happened on Father's Day, when people were hoping to go out for Sunday lunch, but had to cancel because, restaurants and businesses were shut. It took all day to get the lights completely back on. They are now back on, but people have a lot of questions about what precisely happened and what's going on in the region.
Well, I've got images of people in the darkened voting booths doing their business there. I'm just thinking about, that's a reminder of how widespread electricity is. I mean, hospitals, I suppose, might have backup generators, maybe not. I mean, people could be killed in a situation like this. Is there any sense of what caused it?
Well, we know that's true from Venezuela, where there was a huge power cut recently. But in Argentina and Paraguay, Uruguay, we're not hearing reports so far that hospitals were in that kind of dire crisis. They did have generators working, as did the airports. Now, officials are saying that this was a failure in the grid's interconnection system, which happened in the northeast between two big installations there, and then triggered this unprecedented chain reaction. They don't think, by the way, that this was a cyber attack or any other kind of sabotage, but they don't exactly know what happened yet. They say it could be a couple of weeks before they do. We do know, though, that the grid and the infrastructure is not in good shape.
How are people responding to this odd Sunday?
Well, they're very angry, obviously. In Argentina, they're already facing really very hard times. Inflation there is among the highest in the world. The economy's, they've got this boom and bust economy that's right now in such a mess that the government very controversially decided to sign on to this huge $56 billion IMF bailout. There are strikes and protests over President Mauricio Macri's austerity program regularly. And right now, Steve, there's a very highly charged political environment. I mean, even more highly charged than usual, because the presidential elections are coming up in October. Macri's fighting to keep his job in the face of a remarkable resurgence by the former president, Cristina Kirchner, who's running with her former cabinet chief, this time on a ticket to be vice president, despite a stack of corruption charges against her.
Plenty of debate to come on who can keep the lights on. Philip, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
NPR's Philip Reeves.